This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, once again, here we are pre NRA meetup, and once again we are hanging out with my man Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. He is the editor in chief at The Truth About Guns. So, what's going on?
Good afternoon, sir. Good to be with you again, as always.
Likewise, yes, sir.
I guess the biggest news today was the fact that the NRA is suing its longtime advertising firm, Ackerman McQueen. Ackerman McQueen has been their advertising firm for over 30 years. It's been a very close relationship, as many would say. But on Friday, they sued the company for failing to be transparent enough in their billings and in their records. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and it wasn't 100% clear as to whether this was all hourly billing rate type things. Certainly some of it had to do with the clicks and traffic that NRA TV generated, because as a lot of people probably don't realize, NRA TV is not an operation of the NRA. It is run for the NRA by Ackerman McQueen. So the personalities like Dana Lash and Colleen Noir and people like that, they all work for Ackerman. That has all been passed through in billings to the NRA to the tune of over $40 million a year. And with the fairly well-documented financial squeeze that's been put on the NRA in recent years, the NRA is having to justify a lot of its costs. They have reduced internal costs, they've laid some people off, and apparently the Ackerman McQueen relationship has always been a somewhat, or for a long time has been a somewhat controversial one. There's been division within the NRA as to whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And the NRA had some, or Ackerman had some very powerful protectors within the NRA. But as the NRA's financial position became tighter, with the size of the billing, annual billings, that and the size of the checks that the NRA was writing to Ackerman every year, pressure became so great to justify those costs and make sure that they weren't paying for things that weren't, that basically they were getting the bang for their buck that they needed. That forced the hand of people within the NRA who are close to Ackerman and wanted to continue that relationship. Well, apparently, if you believe the NRA side of the lawsuit, Ackerman couldn't or wouldn't provide all the information that they were contractually obligated to provide. And Ackerman claims that they were completely transparent and gave NRA everything. As, you know, there's always two sides to everything. But the very fact that this got to the point where a lawsuit was filed and that the people, that NRA's backers in the NRA, within the NRA and on the NRA board couldn't any longer hold off pressure to maintain that relationship, and they were able to get a sign off in order to file suit against such a close partner is news in and of itself.
Yes, it is. I spoke with an NRA board member earlier today, and when did this happen?
Apparently happened Friday, and it was completely under the radar because no news outlet reported it until this morning when the Wall Street Journal got a hold of it and wrote this up. Yeah, you hadn't heard till I mentioned it?
No, I had not. Heard that. I have said that they need to get out there and get out front and say, listen, we got to do away with a few things that aren't working for us. And I noticed that Ackerman and McQueen was not working for them years ago.
Well, yeah, as a publication, we have had our run-ins with Ackerman as well in the past. We're supporters of the NRA and what they do. They have internal problems like any organization. There are things they do well. There are things we'd like to see them do differently. But we have not always been fans of Ackerman. And there's always been a substantial contingent on the board who agreed with that. But Ackerman always had the ear and the protection of very high-level people at the NRA.
Right.
Well, when your pocketbook is getting squeezed enough, and that this is happening for a number of reasons, significantly, you know, the pressure that something like Governor Cuomo has been putting on the NRA, pressuring financial institutions to stop doing business with the NRA. The NRA has filed suit against them. You know, that's a very expensive process. When you have enough financial pressure, you have to justify all your costs. And they laid people off and they cut internal costs, and it got down to apparently Ackerman is their single largest vendor. Again, it's over in 2017, I think, Wall Street Journal article said, NRA paid them $42 million. And they specifically talked about NRA TV and what kind of traffic that was generating and what was, you know, whether they were getting bang for the buck for that. And the NRA lawsuit claimed that they couldn't or wouldn't provide that information.
Well, this is the thing about internet entities, and like I know a little bit more about, say, the Cam and Company show than I would any of their other stuff. Cam and Company at one point was carried by Sirius XM Radio and by the Outdoor Channel, I believe it was. They were kicked off of the Outdoor Channel. I don't know why. And then they were not carried by the Sirius XM Channel anymore. And when they were airing live, they were airing at midnight.
Really?
Yeah. And then now the Cam and Company show, which Cam Edwards, you know, he's a radio broadcaster. I've had him on this show before a couple of times. His show has gone from a 3-hour show to a 1-hour show, and he was gone for a month. So that's, you know, I sit back every day being a radio guy and saying, I sure am glad I'm at Genesis Communications Network, because when you're a radio guy and you don't have a radio outlet to throw your radio show out there, it's sort of like being a writer without a computer or a pencil or a pad of paper.
Yeah, I don't know how they're.
But we're coming up on the break. I'll tell you how they're distributed when we get back. But that's some interesting news. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan's stuff is. That's where all of Dan's band of writers hang out. Check them out at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Now, I love it when I have a guest on that brings something to the board that I did not, or bring something to the table that I had no idea had happened. And Dan has flat blown me clean out of off my saddle, out of my socks with that one. So what does this mean, like, with Ackerman McQueen? Ackerman McQueen, weren't they sort of the administrators of Carryguard?
I don't know that. I don't know what involvement they had or didn't have with Carryguard. I can't speak to that. I don't know how involved they were in the decision to go into the Carryguard business, how involved they were in the decisions and how to structure it. Because, and I know very little about the insurance business, but my understanding is however they decided to structure it left openings for New York State, Washington State, and people like that to regulate them and to shut them down and claim that they were breaking insurance laws. I'm not an attorney. I'm not an insurance expert, but that's
right.
That's what I've been told by people who know about these things.
So,
and I don't know how involved or not Ackerman was in any of that.
Well,
I'm sure Ackerman did all the marketing.
The 2017 NRA annual meeting. Where was that at? That was in. Was that in? Atlanta.
Was that? Yeah, it was.
That's right. And that was how they rolled out Carryguard. And that's where we couldn't go into the men's room without looking at Dana Lash looking down at us saying, "We want you here at Carryguard." I mean, it was literally everywhere. And I know they borrowed. That was Ackerman McQueen. That was their campaign. Their setup. So.
Yeah, I don't doubt at all that they did all the marketing, which was extensive for that. And goodness knows that they marketed the heck out of that product. And I'm sure it did well. You know, they set up those annual meetings that Carryguard had, and they still had it. One of them was canceled at the last minute due to weather issues not too long ago. I can't remember where they had it, but there was going to be a tornado or a hurricane or something that had canceled it. Certainly not their fault. But yeah, I mean, they do a heck of a marketing job on that whole thing. So again, that's the marketing side. I assume they're getting value for dollars on that. I don't know. I thought what was interesting is one of the quotes in the Wall Street Journal article today. It says, well, this lawsuit is, quote, frivolous, inaccurate, and intended to cause harm to the reputation of our company. Ackerman McQueen said in a statement, we defend our position and performance aggressively and look forward to continuing to serve the NRA's membership. That seems questionable at best. If you're writing annual checks to a company for $40 million and then you ask them to reconcile, prove out, justify those expenses, and they can't or won't do that to the extent that you have to file a lawsuit against them. Are you going to continue to use them for future services?
Well, that would be my question. Is NRA TV, as we know it, is it still up? Is it still running?
I don't know. I'm not a consumer of that. I don't watch those shows. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, I don't know where those things are distributed. I believe NRA TV is on Apple TV. I know some carriers dropped them after Parkland, I believe, but I remember Apple made a big thing of not dropping them, which is a good thing. Obviously, I assume it's all available on the internet streaming on the NRA site, I suppose. I don't consume those products and don't know where they're available.
I'm going to look that up while we're talking. But
and I've been on Cam's show. I've listened to it a few times. I'm a fan of Cam. I think he does a really good job. I don't watch Dana's show. I'm a fan of her Twitter presence. That kind of stuff just does not.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. I don't think anybody watches their stuff.
Well, and that's apparently the issue here. It sounds to me like somebody at NRA suspected the same thing and finally had enough leverage to ask Ackerman to prove out what sort of eyeballs, how many eyeballs are we getting through this? What's the value of this? How much are we spending on NRA TV and what's it getting us? And they, again, according to the complaint that, as quoted in the story today, they couldn't or wouldn't give them that information. I can't believe they couldn't. All these metrics are widely available in terms of ratings, eyeballs, clicks, unique readers, that kind of thing. So I'm sure it's out there. But apparently they wouldn't give the NRA the statistics they were asking for, and that lack of responsiveness elevated to the point, and this is what's really mind-boggling, that it elevated the point where I assume the NRA made a final demand and then finally filed a lawsuit to get that information out of them. That's a jaw-dropper.
Well, I mean, you with Truth About Guns, you have metrics and everything that you can subscribe to and get numbers as to how many people come to your website and how many people click through this, and you have advertising based upon click throughs and everything else. And
absolutely. I mean, there are measurements with Google Analytics. It's available to everybody for every website that give you all that information. It's a neutral measurement device that every website uses. Show to any potential advertiser.
I've talked about just your analytics with many people there, and I mean I know that you guys have a very firm grasp of what's happening and who's looking and where looking at everything else. So that's not like that. Yeah, that's not like it's hard to get. But anyway, we'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One Paris fire official says the Cathedral of Notre Dame has been saved from a massive blaze. French President Emmanuel Macron says the worst has been avoided. He promises to rebuild and will ask for international help. KYW-TV reporter Victoria Whittle.
I can hear people in the streets singing they're singing and praying and watching this billowing fire continue to persist, and now within the belly of the church.
Reporter Adam Plowright.
Notre Dame Cathedral was undergoing a major renovation project. We saw images last week of statues being removed from the spire of the cathedral, the spire that's since been destroyed and collapsed. This was a long-running renovation project, and the fire service have indicated it could be connected to that.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They are the home of the At-One Thumbhole Stock, the latest thing they just came out with. And that's the answer to everything. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, talking to Dan Zimmerman, while we were in the breaks, I've been texting like a madman to various people because I didn't know none of this. I hate being scooped like this, Dan. I hate that, but I am assimilating as fast as I can. So,
were your back channels productive?
Somewhat. I mean, see, this is the thing. This is the thing about media, and you know this. You know this about media. Media. Today, where if you're going to have media, it's better to own the platform than it is to rent the platform, buy the platform, just use the platform. What happens to Hickok 35 if YouTube goes away tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, he's got stuff on Full 30, but
Full 30. Well, it's a very small, man, and the reason it's such a small percentage, and I mean, there's GunStreamer, there's Full 30 and everything else, but everybody's still putting everything on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, all the people that complain about YouTube are, yeah. So with that, that puts you in jeopardy. Now, like with Shopify, right? All these gun companies that use Shopify to do their stuff and everything, sign contracts and everything else, and then they basically, like Spikes Tactical, paid them like six figures to develop their website. In addition to them handling their shopping cart and everything else, and then just like that, they're out that money.
Oh, look at our friendly competitors at the firearms blog over the weekend, or late last week. They woke up and found that their Instagram presence had been shut down. Just no explanation, no nothing. They couldn't appeal it. They had, I think they said, around 40,000 followers or something like that.
Right.
And it's all gone. So they had to start all over again trying to rebuild that. The question is that going to happen to us tomorrow? Could very well.
Yeah, but how much would Instagram affect you guys?
Not very much. I mean, Instagram is nice, but it doesn't get you much, if any, traffic.
No, I mean, people are... Well, Facebook is Facebook. One day we're going to wake up and there's not going to be a Facebook. I'm not worried about Facebook kicking off pro-gun people. They've got so many issues going on with privacy and security that I'm not concerned with them just focusing on us. They want to focus on all things conservative, and that will cost them a pretty penny later on down the road if they manage to stay in business.
Yeah, we shall see.
We shall see on that one. But what I'm saying is that no matter what happens to you, no matter all of your little pluses that you got and everything else, you still exist as a truth about guns. You still are autonomous and you are self-contained. And a lot of these players out there in the gun industry haven't done that. They have not done that. I mean, I'm self-contained. I have moaned and cried about, I'm not affiliated with nobody. Nobody pays me to be here. Nobody wants, sponsors do, but I mean, I don't have an NRA or USC. I don't have nothing. But, at the end of the day, that goes from being a weak point to a strength.
Well, yeah. I mean, if half your advertising revenue comes from one source, then you lose that.
Done.
That's a big problem.
And done.
I don't know how big in total Ackerman McQueen is, but if they lose $42 million a year in billing, they got a big problem.
Ackerman McQueen. Now, have you ever been out of Radio Row, like at SHOT Show or anything?
At SHOT Show, yes, I have. It wasn't really Radio Row. It was TV. I was on TV there a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I've seen some of that.
With NRA TV.
No, I've not been on NRA TV, but I've seen Cam's operation there.
So, yes, at Ackerman McQueen, or on Radio Row and SHOT Show, it's very interesting to watch because you'll see Mike Gallagher, who is top 10 nationwide. I know Mike. Mike is he's a millionaire many times over every month. Okay, he's just that big. And when you go by Mike Gallagher's operation, he has something that looks like a Star Trek tricorder and a mic and a set of headphones and a Quasar camcorder going into a box, and that is his setup.
That's all you need these days.
That's all. Now, you look at NRA TV, which was not there. Cam Edwards was not there this year. But when they were there, there would be a 60-inch monitor where we could see Cam looking at the camera. There would be a 60-inch monitor so Cam could see himself looking at the camera. He would have an entourage that, he'd have a guy to make sure that his mic stayed, germ-free. I mean, he had literally just all kinds of people falling all over themselves. And that's all great if you have an audience. But Mike Gallagher, who has millions of people, hundreds of affiliates.
Yeah.
He's not coming with that stuff.
I've seen Cam set up at the NRA on the NRA floor. It's usually right there in the middle of the main floor. And I've seen it at SHOT Show, too. And yeah, it's a full TV studio. It's a big operation.
See, but you and I could just about mimic that the effect of that for about $20,000. We could just about mimic that. But, I mean... That's the whole thing. I interviewed Ted Nugent in 2016 in Louisville, and I was on his stage, and I got to look backstage at the Ackerman McQueen machine that was there, and it looked like what you see of Houston when there's like a space shuttle or Apollo 11 or something. That's what it looked like.
Mission Control, huh?
They had the backdrop for Ted on stage was a projection screen that where they were projecting various backdrops that were just stunning. They were absolutely stunning. And I tried to call Ackerman McQueen, and I was like, hey, listen, I work cheap. I mean, we'll work for anything. Because I was just so floored by their production capability. But at the same time, I had not asked the question at that time, who's seeing this besides the people that are here in Louisville today? Because that kind of an operation with that kind of an expenditure has got to, it's got to be generating something in order to stay up and running, or it's got to have somebody that's spending money on it that doesn't care what it generates. And I think NRA woke up and found out that's what they were getting, huh?
Well, that's it. They were trying to justify it, find out what kind of return on investment they were getting. And they just couldn't do that. Here's another quote from the Wall Street Journal article. In a lawsuit filed in Circuit Court in Alexandria, Virginia, the NRA said Ackerman McQueen was obliged to provide access to records underlying its bills. But the middle of 2018 said NRA's requests for such documents have been met with partial compliance or rebuffed or baldly ignored. This situation cannot continue. This is, again, filed in the lawsuit. And then the article writes, the NRA said in the lawsuit it sought information on how well NRA TV was faring, but claimed Ackerman McQueen refused to provide the NRA with certain requested data in writing, such as unique visitors, that enable the NRA to analyze the return on its investment in NRA TV. This is basic stuff. This is hard. And the only reason you wouldn't provide that is if
you can't prove it.
Yeah. I mean, unless the numbers obviously don't bear out. And, you know, I don't know how much of that $42 million that they pay, what portion of that is NRA TV, but I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, who about 48 minutes ago, he just floored me. Well, about 42 minutes ago, he floored me, and I'm still getting, because this is one of these things that shakes the industry, doesn't it?
Well, it shakes the NRA.
Yeah.
The industry isn't going to, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. But that has been such a close and tight-knit relationship for decades. They were joined at the hip. They were inseparable. And not everybody was fans of that. Certainly not everybody outside and not everybody inside the NRA either. But again, the non-fans didn't have enough power to do anything about it until the NRA's finances got to the point where they had to justify their virtually every expense.
Right.
Make sure that they're getting the most bang for their membership dollar. And when that included their biggest vendor, their single biggest expense. Then I assume, I don't know what they spend on salaries and benefits, but their single biggest vendor was Ackerman McQueen.
I know what they were paying some of the people, or I've heard what they were paying some of the people, and what I have heard is hearsay and everything. It's not stunningly large amounts of money until you sit back and say, but what are they getting out of it? And, I've heard some members of the NRA TV lineup make as much or as little, whichever way you want to look at it, as $10,000 a month.
Yeah, which, I have no clue what they pay those people.
Yep.
I'm assuming that somebody like Dana Lash is paid very well. I'm sure that somebody like, I'm sure Cam Edwards is probably, compensated very fairly. I'm just speculating here. I don't know what these people are paid, but it's as the person who's paying the bills or the entity that's paying the bills, the NRA has a right to know what it's getting for its money, how many eyeballs and how many ears those people are reaching. And I don't think there was much of an incentive to do that in the past. Now there is. And apparently since the middle of 2018, they've been trying to do that. And the frustration level with trying to get that information out of Ackerman and McQueen rose to such a level that they actually had to file suit against them, which, again, it's just mind-boggling that that relationship deteriorated to that state of being.
So let me ask you a question. When they hired Dana Lash, for example, which Dana Lash has a very sizable talk radio show. She's part of or was part of The Blaze, which is sort of the group of Glenn Beck.
Right.
Which I don't know how big Glenn Beck is. I do. I think he's number 3 or 4 nationwide, which just on talk radio alone, that's massive. So, but I don't know.
Big.
Yeah, I don't know to what degree that means that he has what that means for anybody that comes in under The Blaze. Do they benefit from his gigantic audience? Do they just migrate over to these other shows or how that works? But when they hired her, my first question was why? What did you think of it when they hired her?
When the NRA hired her?
When Ackerman McQueen hired Dana Lash.
Well, I think it's because, I've been listening to her for a long time. She started out as a local radio talk show person in St. Louis, where I used to live. Before she was syndicated, before she grew into anything. But she is a very articulate, very forceful advocate for the Second Amendment. And she's very good at what she does. And I think she represents the NRA well. She drives the other side insane. Some people think that's a negative and some people think that's a positive. She's written books on the Second Amendment, and I think she's a genuine, authentic defender of Americans' right to keep and bear arms. And again, I don't know how much they're paying her, but I think having her as a representative for the NRA, I think, is a good thing. I think she's more telegenic, and I think she's a better spokesperson for the organization and the right to keep and bear arms, I think, frankly, than Wayne is. Wayne is getting up there, and he may have done a better job in the past, but I think she, given the need to reach a younger audience, I think that was probably a good move. Now, again, I don't know what they pay her for her services and what that's worth. I don't know how you evaluate that. But I think that was actually a good move. All things being equal.
Well, I could see where they wanted to get name recognition, right? They were looking for branding to hit the ground running, right? But how many people do you know, and you probably know a bunch of them, that are so articulate and so well-versed on the Second Amendment? And they actually can be quite – I've always thought a good Second Amendment advocate when they're dealing with an anti-gunner needs to be sort of crispy cold, just messing with them in a way and toying with them versus getting into these pitched battles with them and all this other stuff. So.
Yeah, you have to have a command of the facts and you have to present yourself well. And you have to be the kind of person who can sit up there in that Parkland dog and pony show and handle yourself, not lose your cool, not do something stupid. And she did that, even though she was abused.
She did do a good job in that. She did a good job in that one. But at the same time, she knew what she was walking into with that one. Some of the stuff that she did, I wouldn't do. And I would have gone further than she did, just so everybody understood where I was coming from. But that's the beauty of me not being beholden to anybody, right? So, anyway, that's interesting. Well, gosh, won't you and I in a couple of weekends have, won't that be fun in the press room? I'll be coming to check you out just to see what's going on in there. I might just sit back and set up a camera. Just don't worry about me, Dan. I'm just watching.
That's going to cast a pall is the right term, but it's, I mean, going into the NRA show, that's a big deal because Ackerman McQueen run, I know they run the press operation there.
Yep. It has been quite a symbiotic thing as far as what NRA has depended on ACMAC for up to this point. So we'll see that this will be truly interesting. This, in Indianapolis, and Dan will be there, and I mean, if you know, I'll be there, and we'll be here one more time before we take off for Indianapolis. But I presume you will be, yeah.
I will be with you again next Monday.
There you go. So then, we'll just go up there and just tear a few things apart and see what.
Yeah, we'll see what's what.
You could have knocked me over. I mean, I was just I was sending a text to the guy that I know in the NRA board, and I was like, "Did you know that they got sued?" He said, "Yeah, they have them Friday." I was like, "Well, why didn't you tell me when we were talking today?" He said, "I thought that's what you were talking about." I just had a lot of vitriol over some of this stuff that happens, because I know that there's other players out there that do the work, that do the legwork that goes along with it, and they're not just trying to, pull the wool over somebody's eyes, which I think Ackerman McQueen was doing that for a while. So, and I don't think anybody at NRA TV that's actually one of the faces or anything, I don't think they had anything to do with it. This is a management thing.
I don't think that had anything to do with it at all. I mean, employees producing content.
There you go. So, anyway, truthaboutguns.com, that is where Dan is on a daily basis, churning out the stuff, 10 to 16 articles a day. Good stuff, too, like ACMAC just got sued by NRA, which I don't look at your site when you're coming on board, just so you can make you surprise me. Well, you took that to a new level today, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.